And today, President Trump and two Republican senators announced a plan that would drastically change America's immigration system, rewarding skilled workers who speak English far more and stopping families from pulling each other across the border.
The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
This merit system plan was written by Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue. They call it the first major U.S. immigration overhaul in half a century. NPR's congressional reporter Jeff Bennett is on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Robin.
So these senators say they want to get immigration back to historical norms. What do they mean by that? And tell us more about how they plan to do that.
Well, you know, the Migration Policy Institute says the percentage of foreign-born Americans today is about what it was in 1910. So this picture they paint of a country being overrun by immigrants just isn't borne out in the data. But, you know, their bill is really an updated version of legislation they floated back in February. Mm-hmm. It didn't gain any traction in the Senate. And so what you heard the president talk about today, these three pillars, the speak English, financially support yourself, contribute to the economy, those three pillars for new immigrants coming into the country under this legislation, those three things are born out of the original bill, which ultimately seeks to replace the existing system, existing legal immigration system, which privileges family members of current U.S. residents, and replacing it with one that favors immigrants with specific skills, this merit-based, point-based immigration system, which you referenced
right
earlier. And the president says, you know, he endorses it because he thinks that he sort of explained his support for it as a way to protect American workers, who he says are hurt by unskilled workers who would do the same work as Americans, but for lower wages.
Well, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said that about 1 million green cards are issued every year, but the majority of those workers drag down the economy. Let's listen.
In fact, only one in 15 out of 1 million new immigrants come here because of their job skills and their ability to succeed in this economy. That means it puts great downward pressure on people who work with their hands and work on their feet.
So his point, Jeff, there being that those 1 in 15 are the highly skilled, the other 14 are not, and those other 14 are the ones dragging down the wages for U.S. workers. Of course, people who have studied these things have said that in many cases, U.S. workers don't want those jobs. But
right,
they also talked about banning new immigrants and refugees, banning welfare for new immigrants and refugees. One wonders how do they live here, you know, without some of that traditional help. What are the chances of this passing? If, as you said, in February, it didn't get traction.
Well, and to your point, this has been litigated time and time again. Here's the thing. I mean, Cotton and Senator Perdue face really entrenched opposition in the Senate, and it's not just from Democrats. You have immigration-friendly Republicans, folks like Marco Rubio, John McCain. You have pro-immigrant Democrats, and then you have business lobbies that favor high immigration rates. And so the original bill aimed to cut illegal immigration in half. So that is what these folks are up against, and it's one of the reasons why the political calculus here, I think, is pretty transparent, that this is a pitch to President Trump's base of conservative Republicans.
Yeah. I just want to touch on health care because there's some deadlines this week, and today we're hearing from Republicans like Lamar Alexander, who chairs the Senate Health Care Committee, saying that he's going to hold bipartisan hearings with Democrats to fix Obamacare instead of repealing it. President Trump saying he still wants the Affordable Care Act repealed and replaced. Last night, a court sided with states suing to keep their subsidies for the poor from being taken away, as the president threatened. And he has to make a decision this week on what he's going to do with those subsidies to insurance companies. What do you see happening here with Republicans seeming to say they're going to end run him?
And Republicans realize they've hit a wall with this effort to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. You mentioned the hearings that Lamar Alexander is going to hold with Patty Murray, the top Democrat on the Health Committee. Guess when those hearings start? They start in September, not in August. Remember, the president wanted the Senate to get on board with this repeal effort before they left for their delayed August recess. The Senate Majority Leader has already said he's laid out the agenda items, and health care is nowhere on that list. So, and John Cornyn, who's in Republican leadership, said on the Senate floor yesterday, Robin, that the only viable path for some sort of health care fix is a bipartisan one. So while there are Republicans in the party, and there are certainly Republicans in the White House who want to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, that is not happening, at least as it stands right now. And so the most concrete, the most serious effort to replace the to fix the Affordable Care Act was probably going to come out of the Senate. There's also an effort happening in the House.
Yeah.
But this Senate bill, the Senate effort, is a short-term fix so that people who have to buy insurance on the exchanges next year can do so in a way that's affordable.
NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett, thank you.
You're welcome.